Quite a high country paper or something.
Okay, that one.
This morning in the Parliament, we've brought a bill forward to put Central Goldfields Council into administration. This has been done for a number of reasons, and I do that with a heavy heart, because the council itself has failed the people of Central Goldfields, and we've received a report from the municipal inspector of the state who looked into the issues surrounding Central Goldfields, and we've got a very damning and explosive report that's been released by him, which shows systematic governance failures over a 10-year period that have led to some pretty serious misdemeanours of governance across the council. And on top of that, the CEO has been charged with 41 charges of misconduct, matters that will be before the courts. But the government has wasted no time in taking action on this report, and that's why we've brought a bill forward today. We want to see real change. We want to see an end to the misconduct in this council, and we want to move forward, and that's why we've taken this swift action to put the council into administration. Some of the findings of the report go to the misuse and misconduct of land sales without adequate notification to the public about the intention to sell land, or proper valuations being done, which has resulted in what is estimated to be a $700,000 loss to the community through the council's decisions to sell that land without proper notification and undervalued. We've also seen serious misconduct in the human resources area of the council, with council staff awarding themselves contract work and undertaking that contract work whilst they're employed at the council. We've seen a number of serious governance breaches in terms of audit committees that have not reported properly, the conflict of interest register not being updated, councillors not declaring their conflicts of interest in decision making at the council. There have been a raft of things that have been brought to light in this report, and it left the state government with no choice but to stand up for the ratepayers of Goldfields and to say enough is enough when it comes to this council, and to put them into administration.
They get an election, the people of the area get an election in 2020, is it?
Yeah, the bill still is yet to pass the upper house. It's gone through the lower house this morning with the aim of returning to an election in 2020. Along with that, the government's also committed $150,000 to support a local leadership and governance program to start to build upon new leadership for the future.
Is this the sort of stuff that needs to go to IBAC?
Look, that is a possibility, but we believe that the steps we've taken in regards to the breaches of the Local Government Act are the first steps that really need to happen in this situation. Whether the matter is considered by IBAC is I guess, up for further consideration.
So how big of a clear out is this? Obviously the councillors are gone, but you said the CEO has also been charged. Is everyone gone, or how does it work?
There was actually a council meeting last night to consider the future of the CEO. That was done behind closed doors, so there needs to be a report back to the community about what happened with that position and whether in fact the CEO is stepping down. That's something you'll have to ask the council directly. But certainly we feel that the councillors that are in place have really failed the people of Central Goldfields, and it's time to put administrators in and try and clean up the mess that's been left behind.
And I noticed in the release that you released last week on the inspectorate report, you said you'd give council 28 days to respond to the inspectorate finding, but you've obviously acted a lot quicker than that. Why has that come about?
I guess the release and the notice for 28 days was a very quick response to the initial report coming out, and is something similar to what we've done in the situation of Ararat as well. Of course, Ararat were very quick to respond and say that they would act, and they have acted within a couple of days of receiving that. We didn't have a very good indication from the council that they were going to take this report seriously. We've had a number of locals contact us over the weekend, but also we've had conversations more broadly to find out how people are feeling on the ground, and certainly there is a lot of shock in the local community at these allegations, and so that's why we've acted very quickly.
How did it get this bad? Like, should there have been something... could it have been stopped earlier?
Look, this came to light about 12 months ago in terms of the local government sector raising some of their concerns. We put a monitor in place earlier this year to be able to report back to us on this matter. And that's what led to some of these allegations coming to light.
Is there anything you can do to recoup some of the losses that ratepayers have got through this?
That will be in the hands of the administrators once we appoint the administrators to be put in place. Is really how can we put an economic plan in place for this area, but also how can we secure economic future of the council? It's a really important step for the administrators going forward.
It seems to be a common theme in Victorian local government, councils doing the wrong thing. How do you put, broader rules in place so we don't see a repeat of Geelong, Central Goldfields, constantly seem to be having to sack councils?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a constant thing. We've got 79 councils. We've now got, once this bill passes, we will have two councils in administration. In the last two terms of government, we had similar situation of having it. Unfortunately, there are councillors that don't abide their decision making by the Local Government Act, and in some cases the paid staff as well. And the government is then forced to act and enforce our own laws and make sure that they're actually abiding by those. So I think that it is incumbent upon us to act on behalf of the residents when a council fails in this sort of way.
And does this behaviour make up part of that review that you were talking about in Question Time yesterday?
Yeah, the Local Government Act review is a big part of ensuring that we've got the current laws right in moving forward into the future. A major part of that review is around consultation councils have around major decision making. We saw some real issues in Ararat around lack of consultation in the lead up to their budget and their new rating strategy. That's why we actually did an investigation there as well. So there are some tweaks that are needed to the current act, and I look forward to bringing those forward in the Parliament.
Thank you.
Is that it?
Sorry, did you see who?
Sorry for running away.
Thank you.
John Howard came out with